And so, you may begin. The channel is clear.
Okay. So, are you interested in communicating with me, even though you may find some questions futile or repetitive?
It is not important. What I find is or is not. Okay. If you are asking the question, I will answer it.
Okay, thank you. May I ask you what relevant questions I can ask you? Or is that interference?
Ask the question. There is no relevance or irrelevance. There only is. There only is one answer to all of your questions. In reality, all of the questions you ask and all of the questions you have asked. It is you that makes it complicated.
Okay. What is the sense of humor like in your world?
Humor is healing, if applied in a positive way. It is healing. There is no necessity for us to apply humor. We are not ill, as you term the word ill. You apply humor for all sorts of reasons and situations that you have placed yourself in, that you have chosen. To laugh, as you would say, from your stomach, from your belly, is good for you. It is healing. We have no necessity for this, as we do not create our illness in the first place.
Thank you. Can you feel all my emotional state now? And if yes, do you feel it directly, or do you need to communicate through a channel to feel our emotions?
There is only one true emotion, and it is love. And it is source energy. You created duality. You split. You split to understand self. All your emotions are created by you, and you are a part. You are a part, and you are one. And yes, I too am split, the same as you in duality. I understand the process more than you. I do not feel emotion as you do. But I feel emotion through you. I feel your emotion. This is also my journey, our journey, to understand more self and to understand souls and the emotions you project. Yes. You, all is one, and we feel these emotions.
Thank you. Do you have other communications with other entities through other channels on Earth, in this timeline?
Yes.
Or in another worlds?
Many. Many communications with other channels. It is a significant timeline you have chosen. You have chosen to raise your vibrational energy as a collective, as a all, when in reality all is one anyway. But you have chosen this timeline to do this, and we have chosen to participate within it with you. Within it, we are never away from it, but we are separated through dimensions, and you have chosen this timeline. So yes, we communicate with many within this timeline.
And do you communicate on other planes of existence? And if yes, how are these communications different from this one, except there is no need for words?
Well, you have answered your own question. There is only communication through emotion, through feeling, through knowing. And words make it very difficult for you to understand, because your emotional application to the word is not necessarily the correct application. So, we all communicate. We are one. We are all the same. And it is not necessary for you to understand this. It is only necessary for you to feel it. The candle burns within all. So, real communication is absolute through love, through source.
Thank you. The last time we communicated, I had been fasting for several days and I didn't have much energy. But after our communication, I felt very re-energized. Was it because of the excitement of the experience, or did our communication play a role?
You are a physical form. You have created everything you are. The only thing that is important is your vibrational energy, your frequency, your emotional state, which is love. You can overcome this very easily by focusing on positive energy. When you focus on positive energy, it will change the way you feel. You merely conducted this process. You changed the way you feel because you focused on positive energy. It is very simple, and this should prove to you how simple it is. But when you are trapped within the illusion you have created, it does not feel simple to do this. And this is all you did.
Thank you. Now, I would have two questions about crossing the bridge. First one, crossing the bridge from the mind to the imagination. Let's take the example that I have the idea of creating money. Then I have to imagine myself in an emotional state of financial abundance. But do I need to imagine precisely how this money will come into my life?
You miss the point completely. It is not for you to create money, for you to understand what it is you are. Your creation comes from your physical reality of conditioning. Your illusion of money is for the creation of theater, of circus. If you want, you will remain in wanting. It is very precise the way it works. And you will find, with the abundance of money, money no longer has a meaning for you. It is related to conditioning. It is entirely related to your illusion, your needs, your wants, your desires. When you truly know what you are, there is no necessity to do this. It is a cycle you will go through until you understand what it is I am saying to you. You have to ask yourself, what is the reason for the creation of money? What is your reason? Why do you want so desperately? And desperately is the word to be used. Why do you want so desperately want to create money? What is it you desire? You can create anything and everything. But what is anything and everything to you? And the process is simple. It is from the mind to the tool of your imagination. From the mind to the imagination, to consciousness, to reality, to creation. But again, for what reason? What is your goal? What is your outcome of the creation of money? And it will not cross the bridge if the cycle you have created is to continue.
Yes, I understand. My question was about a better understanding of the process. So, about crossing the bridge now from imagination to consciousness, which is necessary to make it a physical reality in our life. So I have to discipline my ego to have no doubt and no fear about this abundance constantly, and keep and nurture this idea, and just wait, because in our dimension, it takes some time for an idea to become a physical reality. But if I have to discipline my ego, I probably will have to fight against it, and the crossing of the bridge won't be natural and won't occur. Am I correct?
You are correct in theory. You do not understand in feeling. You cannot apply this without feeling it. So yes, you are correct in theory, but theory is mind, it is ego. You have to feel. You have to feel it, you have to know it within self. To know it, and it will apply itself automatically when you know it within. This is riding the wave. This is exactly what it is. It is done with faith. It is done with knowing. It is not blind. It is absolute.
And from my perspective, can I say that my true self, the part of me that I'm not aware of, that chose this life, has to agree with the choice of abundance? If it doesn't, I won't make it a physical reality in my current life. Am I correct when I say that?
You do know. You do know. You already know your true self. You cannot possibly not know. You are experiencing in duality, in separation. To feel, to know more self. And ultimately, to return to Source. But you already know. Within all and every, the candle burns. And within some, it burns more brightly. But you constantly question. Your questions now are the same questions as always. You have to apply. You have to apply in knowing. You have to apply in faith. You have to apply in love. There is only one. There is not billions. It is the same thing. And you already know. So, are you asking me that you do not know? You know.
This is my last question. Are you sensitive to gratitude? Because we are extremely grateful for this communication. And I would like to thank you. Thank you so much.
I think the words that you use, or the word that you use, is etiquette. There is no necessity to be grateful. We are also grateful to you if it is a word that exists. It is easier explained with we are, or I am. There is no necessity for gratitude. You are a species that builds the word gratitude. And it gives pleasure to you. But what is pleasure? There are many interpretations of pleasure. There is no necessity for gratitude. As we are on the same exact journey as you, and we are one together, when we help you, we help ourselves. It is an equal and balanced relationship.
Thank you very much. Would you like to say something else?
You created the time you are in. It is an illusion. You cannot understand 1 month whilst you are in this illusion. I will repeat what I have told you many times. Stay positive. Remove fear and love. Have faith. Have absolute faith in what you are. And you are a pure form of energy. And by applying this within your time created illusion, everything will change within a single moment. And that is all I can say.
Thank you very much.